edition of the Daily Audio Update here on MMATorch.com. I am your host and Torch editor, Jamie Pennock. This Daily Update will be typically a 5 to 10 minute update here for you to take with you at your leisure, listen to when you got a chance. We'll cover daily news, quick hits, and tidbits around the world of MMA. Today we're going to look at the UFC 87 weigh-ins live from the Target Center here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Everyone made weight here, so that's a big positive coming out of this. Our undercard here, Ben Saunders and Ryan Thomas in a welterweight bout, both weighed in at 170. Another welterweight bout between Chris Wilson and Steve Bruno, both in at 170. Our only light heavyweight bout on the card, Andre Guzmão against John Jones, both were in at 205. One of two heavyweight fights, Chuck Congo against Dan Evanson. Chuck Congo's in at 235. Dan Evanson in at 244. Another welterweight bout here in what Joe Rogan dubbed the Battle of the Nerds here. It was Luke Cummo against Tamden McCrory. Cummo in at 167, McCrory in at 170. Cummo's pose here can only be described as the pre-fight screens in fighting games. He had some type of karate pose that he was going for. It was kind of comical. Next up, we've got Manny Gamburian against Rob Emerson, both in at 155 for their fight. Jason McDonald against Demian Maia in our only middleweight fight on the card, both in at 185. Now for the top of our card here, Kenny Florian against Roger Huerta, both in at 155 here. Huerta out to a gigantic reaction from the hometown Minnesota crowd. Florian with a mixture of some cheers and boos in there. Next up, Brock Lesnar with a gigantic ovation against Heath Herring. Lesnar's coming into this fight with a 15-pound weight advantage over Herring. He's in at 265. Herring's in at 250. And our main event of the evening, George Rush St. Pierre against John Fitch for the welterweight title. GSP in at 170, John Fitch in at 170. So there's your weigh-in results for UFC 87. It should be a really good card tomorrow night. I'm highly excited for it. Myself and Wade Keller will be in attendance, so look for that coverage here on MMATorch.com. We'll also have live coverage up from Sean Ennis. He'll be covering the pay-per-view live. Look for some other roundtable reviews, both in text and audio format, coming either Sunday or early next week. So lots of coverage here on MMATorch.com, so please stick around. I also got to take in part of the Fight Club Q&A with Dana White and Amir Sadala here before the weigh-ins took place at the Target Center. It was a highly entertaining about 40 minutes that I was able to take in. Got a little out of hand here with the crowd at one point with a woman who was clearly a Tito Ortiz fan, verbally lambasting Dana White for his handling of the whole Tito-Dana situation. She was basically calling Dana an asshole and saying he came off really bad by continuing to sling mud at Tito and continuing to talk shit. She kept asking him why he couldn't just let Tito come off as the bad guy when he would say his piece. So Dana basically explained this off, well, jokingly at first. His first response to her was, "Jenna, I didn't realize you were here." But then he got into it and just said, you know, "I'm as big of a immature asshole as he is, and that's why we handle our business this way." So, highly entertaining answers from Dana. He wasn't really revealing much here. It was just a casual Q&A with fans. Amir Sadala was there and took a lot of congratulations for winning The Ultimate Fighter. Answered some questions about the season and about when and who he's going to fight next, and didn't really have an answer for that, but just he's ready to fight, and he's getting ready soon. Dana answered some questions for future bouts, including revealing definitely that they're in talks, and they've constantly talked about Uriah Faber and the WEC dropping down to fight Kid Yamamoto, which I know all of us here want to see, him included. He's Wanderlei Silva made an appearance here, walked into the crowd and, or yeah, walked into the stands and the crowd went nuts and Dana pulled him up on stage. Wanderlei said that he definitely wants to fight Rampage again and would also be up for another rematch with Chuck. He also said that he would be fighting next, most likely in December, right around New Year's. So look out for that and look out for an announcement on his opponent sometime soon. Speaking of Rampage, Rampage made an appearance, signed some autographs, and took some pictures with some people before the weigh-ins. But back to the Q&A, Dana White just came off highly entertaining here. You know, he comes off as he always does in his press conferences and whatnot. And it's definitely an interesting experience and one that I was glad that I was able to take in. That's all for today's Daily Audio Update. I hope you've enjoyed this debut edition, and definitely stay tuned for more from the Torch here in the coming weeks and months. We're definitely gearing up to get more daily coverage and more stuff than we've been presenting even over this summer. So thank you for your continued support of MMATorch.com, and be sure to check back with the Daily Audio Update. I'll be back tomorrow with post-fight coverage, and we'll be back on Sunday with an audio roundtable. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening, and let the hold steady take you.